The mayor of Oak Bay has thrown down the gauntlet to his Saanich counterpart in a competition that will see the loser taking part in the floating teacup challenge at the upcoming Oak Bay Tea Party while wearing a prosthetic arm. Oak Bay Mayor Kevin Murdoch and Saanich Mayor Dean Murdoch are usually brothers-in-arms, having met each other while serving on the library board together 7 years ago. So when they discovered that the Victoria Hand Project, a nonprofit organization that sits on the border of their two municipalities, had launched a campaign to help the people of the Ukraine, they wanted to lend a helping hand, or two. We figured that the challenge would be a fun way to raise funds and awareness of the unique way the local charity were helping Ukrainians, Murdoch said. The Victoria Hand Project is a charity and nonprofit organization spun out of a University of Victoria engineering program. The project provides 3D printed prosthetic hands and services to amputees facing poverty and other barriers to receiving care around the world. Using state-of-the-art 3D printing technology, local partners can produce affordable prosthetic limbs to amputees. In January, members of the initiative traveled to Ukraine on a pilot project to fit 5 prosthetic arms to victims of the war. Upon returning, they decided to initiate an ongoing partnership with healthcare providers and clinics set up in 2 cities in the war-torn country, Lviv and Vinnytsia. While we had our initial reservations about working in a conflict zone, we ultimately decided that as we had a solution to help, it would be foolish for us to not help them, said Michael Pirin, CEO of the Victoria Hand Project. The Hands for Ukraine fundraiser has a $200,000 goal. The funds will fully equip the 2 clinics with 3D printing and scanning tools, supplies for prosthetic fittings and the training of local staff to print, assemble and provide prosthetic hands to those in need. The goal is to provide high-quality prosthetic care for 100 amputees initially, Pirin said. But that's just the start. Once the equipment is in place, he said, clinicians will be able to support those injured in the war as well as the country's 400,000 existing amputees. The project has gotten the cost of producing a prosthetic arm down to $360, making it remarkably inexpensive, he said. A conventional prosthesis can cost between $2,000 and $3,000. The lower cost ultimately means more people can be helped. People wishing to take sides in the Murdoch vs. Murdoch challenge can select either Oak Bay or Saanich as their community of choice when donating to the campaign at victoriahandproject.com/Ukraine. The winning mayor gets bragging rights. The loser gets to strap on a demonstrator prosthetic arm that can be worn by people who still have all their limbs and attempt to paddle a floating teacup on June 4th at Willows Beach. I assume it will take a bit of practice just to not tip the teacup over, Murdoch said. It will be interesting to find out how the prosthetic arm works. It is a contraption that you wear like a backpack. You operate the hand by squeezing your shoulder blades together. I hear it is comfortable and light. Using it to row a teacup certainly wasn't a skill the engineers at the Victoria Hand Project had envisioned for the arm. We have no idea how this will go, Pirin said. It just boggles our engineering minds. But we are appreciative of the mayors for their support and coming up with this fun way to engage their communities for such a worthy cause. Parai at timescolonist.com